Okay, so again, just look at it while I play the bell, and I'll start the chant in a moment. But just first of all, begin just by noticing your body, noticing your senses, pay attention to the image, and listen to the sound of the bell.
You
Vave Yude Shin 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 Vave Once again, just allowing the vibration of the chant to draw you inwards. Again, moving from the outside world to the inside world. Being aware of your body and its senses. And letting your senses just turn inward. Imagining for a moment that you are walking along a cloister path that just goes down, down and down, down to the inner sanctuary, the place of stillness, the place of peace. Noticing as you'd walk the windows on either side of you. Which as you walk, just show you glimpses of the past. Not stopping, not pausing, just noticing. And gradually just walking backwards, walking downwards into the deep. Walking towards the inner sanctuary. Leaving the turbulence of the outer world in whatever way it manifests just behind you for the moment. Until coming to the small, quite unremarkable door. Very easily overlooked. This is the door into the inner sanctuary, the door into the place of peace. So if it is right for you, just letting yourself open the door and step across the threshold. Feeling that movement of crossing, feeling that shift into another place. And for a moment being in silence and darkness, being in the unformed place, as your senses acclimatize to the crossing, to the transition. Finding yourselves in a small square room, topped by a dome. You stand in the middle of the room, stand in front of an altar. And in front of you in the east is a stained glass window with the image of Raphael. In yellows and purples, the angel of the dawn, the angel who brings the divine breath into being, the angel of the east. And beneath the window is a small image of the winged man. Who carries with him the yellow light, the yellow spiraling light of breath that is the essence of air. And on your right is a stained glass window with a great angel, Michael, in red and gold. The angel of fire, the angel of noon, the angel of summer. The angel who brings the divine light and fire into the world. And at his feet is the image of a winged lion, bearing the red light, the eternal fire. And behind you, there is a stained glass window with the image of Gabriel in blues and greens and silver. It is the angel of sunset, the angel of the waters. This is the great purifying angel, whose waters cleanse and irrigate the world. And beneath the feet of this angel is the image of the white-winged eagle, bearing on its back the blue light of water. And on your left is a stained glass window in deep greens and blacks, bearing the image of the Archangel Uriel, the light that shines in darkness, the alchemist of deep heaven. And at his feet is the image of a winged bull, bearing the deep green earth, light of earth. Feel the angels all around you. Feel the holy living creatures guarding you. Feel the balance of east and west, of north and south. Feel the deep beneath you. And from this place of the deep, look upwards into the dome, which is of blue and gold. And right at the apex, there is a point of bright white fire. And as we look up, it is as if a beam of pure white diamond light descends from the apex of the dome. And passes into our body, so that we are held in the light. Held by the angels and the holy living creatures, rooted in the deep. Held by the light that comes from above. Feel the holy form, feel the root, feel the presence of the angel. And sit in stillness for a little while. And then gradually emerge from the communion. Leave through the small and remarkable door. And follow the cloister path upwards. Time noticing the windows as you pass them. Notice them giving intimations of the future, the possibilities that could emerge. Not spending too long with any of them, just noticing and passing onwards. Walking back slowly into this room, into your body, sitting here in this room. Feeling the contact between your body and whatever you're sitting on. Your body and the air. Body and your clothes. Hearing sound in the room, smelling and tasting in the room. And when you're ready, open your eyes and looking into the centre of the room, looking towards the holy living creatures who sit also in the inner place. And in that moment, bringing the inner and the outer together. And then as you emerge from that, just come to your tarot pack. And then just shuffle the cards for a little while. And choose one card that will be a particular message from the angel to you.
Blindly.
Blindly, so just shuffle and then blindly choose a card that will be a particular message from your angel. And then just turn to your neighbour and just talk with them about what the message could mean.
Which neighbour? Whichever
neighbour you want. You can just do it in twos, that's basically what I mean. So you can choose any two. There's 10 people. So there's a partner for each person. So.
Straight up.